I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News. The U.S. Air Force has dropped references to gender in the lyrics of its service anthem. The Gazette reports the change comes after some female cadets asked leadership why there was a verse hailing the service of men but not women. The new version replaces the words "his brother men" with "the brave who serve." The change comes as more women apply to the Air Force Academy than ever before. Rising levels of radium have been detected in drinking water in the town of Monument. The naturally occurring element is often found in water systems, and town officials say they have budgeted $700,000 for a filtering system to address the problem. That's according to KRDO. Meanwhile, two public meetings are scheduled for residents. The first is today from 11 to 1 at the Monument Town Hall Police Department. On Monday night, state experts will be available to answer questions during the trustees' meeting. Radium can lead to an increased cancer risk for children, the elderly, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems. Colorado National Guard members could soon be earning more when they respond to disasters around the state. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
National Guard troops are often called upon to help fight wildfires and assist after floods. They even help during the worst snowstorms. But for entry-level troops, the reward for that is pretty low. The pay is set at just $20 a day. A bipartisan bill in the state legislature would more than quadruple that, to nearly $90 a day. The measure has gotten unanimous support throughout the legislative process and only has to pass the House before heading to the governor's desk.
Natalia Navarro reporting. This is KRCC News.